message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. I welcome you to the service this evening. We want to thank God for the just concluded anniversary. We want to appreciate God for His love and His kindness. To God alone be all the glory. I will go straight into the word because of the shortage of time. We have been on our series, Biblical Standards for Success in Relationship and Marriage. That was a series we were running just before the anniversary. And we had one class, and then we are moving on tonight. To God alone be all the glory. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody said to be blessed tonight, shout hallelujah. Somebody said to be blessed tonight, shout hallelujah. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, I'll be reading verse 9. The Bible says, two are better than one because they have a good reward. Somebody say good reward. They have a good reward for their labor. They have a good reward for their labor. Also, I'll be reading also Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. And the Lord said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmate for him. It has been said that the concept of marriage is not man's concept. It's not man that God decided that he should have a friend or a mate. It was the idea of God. And according to the scripture that we just read now, the Bible is speaking in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9, that two are better than one. And as a result of their union or their joining together, or as a result of their coming together, they have a good reward. Also in Proverbs 18 verse 22, Bible says that he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor from the Lord. So all this shows us that God is in support of marriage. And tonight we'll be looking at something very crucial that makes marriage work. And I call it character traits for success in relationship and marriage. Character traits, godly character traits for success in relationship and marriage, also still under the same topic. And character is very important in life. And if anyone is going to succeed in marriage, there are some character that are very crucial that a man must possess and a woman must possess. You will notice that most of the time when people's marriage fail is because of character failure. Every marriage failure is a product of character failure. Every relationship failure is a product of character failure. And everyone that walks in the flesh and not in godly character always tends to fail in relationship and marriage. Anyone, man or woman, who walks according to the flesh and not according to the spirit always ends in failure in marriage. I pray for somebody here tonight, you will never end in failure in the name of Jesus. Your marital life will not end as a failing one in Jesus' name. I'd like to hear your louder amen. I'd like to hear your louder amen. Anyone that walks in the flesh, according to Galatians chapter 5 verse 17. Galatians 5 verse 17. For the flesh lusted against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other. So that ye cannot do the thing that you would do. My prayer is that nobody here will walk according to the flesh, but according to the spirit in Jesus' name. God always wants to nurture greatness, and He nurtures it through families. When God wants to bring somebody great to the world, He brings them through families. When God wanted to bring John the Baptist to the world, He brought him into the family of Elizabeth. And I think Zacharias or so. He brought him through that family. When he wanted to bring Jesus to the world, he brought him through a particular family. So whenever God wants to bring somebody great to the world, he roots them. He doesn't just drop them from the sky. And that's why you also came through a family. And that's why I know that you are going to turn out very, very well in Jesus' name. I say you will turn out very well in life in Jesus' name. Quickly tonight, we have so much to cover within the next 35 minutes. Character necessary for women to be successful in relationship and marriage. Ephesians chapter 5, 21 to 24. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21, 21 to 24. The Bible says, submitting yourselves one to another, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Yes, please. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as the Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Go on. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. 25, you can stop there. Okay, let's talk about 24 for now, for women. So, character traits that are necessary for women to succeed in relationship and marriage. Number one is manifest true love. Manifest true love. Women love easily. Loving is not a problem for most women. However, the event of the world has shown us now that sometimes what we call love is not actually love. What we call love sometimes might be a pursuit of resources. Maybe a lady has vowed and said to her roommate, I will never marry a poor man. And the only rich guy that comes to her, she wants to die there. She says, I will die here. I will die for you, Zef. Why? Because she can see the Rolls Royce. She can see the Rolex. She can see the house in Banana Island and all that. So we must exhibit true love. True love. Because no matter what you have, 1 Corinthians 13 verse 13, now I abided faith, hope, and love, which is also called charity. But the greatest of them all is love, which is also called charity. 1 Corinthians, not Chronicles, is love. So the greatest and the best thing you can have is love. And it must be true and genuine love. It must be true. And so a woman must show true and genuine love to her husband always. Somebody you are engaged to, you must show true and genuine love to that person. Not love that is conditional or love that is attached to some things. You know, love that is attached to say, if this thing is in place, yes, I will love you. But if it's not in place, I will never love you. It must be true and it must be genuine. I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus. You can also write down Titus chapter 2 verse 4. I won't be able to read out all the scriptures tonight. Number two, important character for women or ladies that will be successful is manifest joy always. A sad woman is a pain to her husband. A joyful woman. It must not be moody. And joy is a fruit of the Spirit according to Galatians 5 verse 22. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 16, it says, rejoice forevermore. That is, we are meant to rejoice forever and ever. Why does a woman need to rejoice always? By the time your husband has been battered and shattered outside, and he has gone through so much pain and stress, fine, you also go through some, but sometimes men, how many of you know that men can't bear pain as much as women sometimes? Recently, I went to see one of our women that gave birth. And I was asking, did this big thing, this big child come out of your body? Normal delivery. Massive baby. I think 4.45 or 4.5. This kind of massive baby. She was already talking to me by the time we got there. When we're having children, and I think our biggest baby was like 3.5. I still say, this baby is very big. Now somebody now had 4.5. So women can take pain, but men sometimes can. If you see a man, small thing like this, his head is already down. See that the kilo day, my dear. What is the problem? Men can't take much pain. So you need to ooze out joy. You need to ensure, can we take care of the children to avoid distractions and to have proper recording? Thank you, Jesus. So we must, a woman must manifest joy always to her husband. When your husband comes back, let him see you happy. Let him see you joyful. Let him be able to connect with some happiness, because he has been battered by life before he came home. A lot of things has made him very, very sad that day. So he needs your comfort. He needs your attention. And he needs you to emanate joy. Not for you to add depression upon depression. Instead of you emanating joy, in those days, because a woman, it's a woman, lantern of the sitting room. That is when the husband comes, the house is so, not because they are light in complexion, but because they add brightness to the environment. May you be that kind of woman in Jesus' name. I say, may you be that kind of woman in Jesus' name. Some men don't like going home because the woman is very sad and depressed. And no man wants to associate with a depressed woman. So as much as possible, live in joy. That's why you should play songs, listen to messages, whatever helps you to boost your joy level. Listen to the word, listen to good Christian music. Don't go and be watching films that is about witches and wizards from morning to night. By the time your husband comes, you look at him like a wizard. If you watch all the films you have been watching since morning, is about this one man kills somebody or his wife, one man rapes somebody. You cannot even watch. Go and look for good films to watch. I don't want to market anybody's product here, but you know the people that sell good films that are good Christian movies that can add value to you, that will make you to be a better wife. The Lord will help us in Jesus. Number three, because of time, is manifestation of peace always. Manifest peace always. A woman should manifest peace. No matter the situation, don't be a brawler. Don't be a fighter. In Titus chapter 3 verse 2, Titus chapter 3 verse 2, the Bible was encouraging us not to be a fighter. To speak evil of no man. To be no brawler. Don't be a fighter. There's a woman, they would have disgraced their husband before the husband come back from work. Everybody provokes them. Everything provokes them. When you are the kind of person that is easily, I was counseling somebody this afternoon. I said, when you are the kind of person that is easily provoked, you are proud. So don't be a fighter. If somebody around you, your neighbor, is giving you a problem, your time there is temporary. So give yourself, it's just for some time. It's just, even if you have built a house now, you will build yet another one. Can I hear you say amen? So anybody I'm staying with, it's a privilege for you to be my neighbor for now. Because very soon I'm moving to another greater place. I'm not going to die there. So if you are living in a place now, they give you so much problem, don't be a fighter as a woman. No husband wants to see his wife fighting everywhere. Be peaceful. Be a peaceful person. Be a peaceful person. Don't be a kind of, they just pinch you small like this. You are like a Pepe, you are just sparking. No. If you want to be a good woman, if you want to assess the best that God has for you as a wife, have a peaceful countenance. Have a peaceful countenance. Let your carriage be peaceful. Don't be like a lion. Fine, you can be a lion as a spiritual woman, but in your person, You are a peaceful person. You love peace. You love peace. The Bible says that blessed are the peacemakers, because they will be called what? The children of God, the sons of God. If you are not a peacemaker, you are not a daughter of God. If you are not a peacemaker, you are not a daughter of God. So that's just it. I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus. No husband takes pride in his wife being a fighter. No husband likes that. Every time people are coming to your house and saying, this person fought before you came. This person, your wife broke bottle. Your wife did this. Your wife did that. Your wife abused me. Your wife came to our kitchen to abuse me. This and that. Mind your own business and stay in peace. Number four, to enjoy your relationship and marriage is manifest long suffering and perseverance. 2 Timothy 4 verse 3. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3. For the time will come when they will not be able to endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust. But after their own lust, they shall leap. What the Bible is trying to say here, in short, is that we should what? Endure long suffering, or we should persevere. We should persevere. Also, in the book of 2 Timothy 2 verse 3, 2 Timothy 2 verse 3, the Bible says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ. We should be women that can sometimes, when things are not so rosy with your husband, things are not the way it should be. You just started going there, you are just in a relationship with somebody, and the guy is just stabilizing. He just got a job. He has not even been confirmed. Fine, on the offer letter, it shows that he's going to be collecting big money, but not now, later in the future. Then you need to be able to persevere. You need to be able to endure. You need to be able to take it easy. Don't be in too much of a hurry. If you look at most billionaires today, when they tell you when they got married, some of them were in one room apartment. They started from one bedroom apartment, from one room to two rooms, from two rooms. They were moving like that, like that, like that, like that. Fingers are not equal. Don't use your friend's house to judge how your own husband's house must be. It's wrong. Let us learn to endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ. Let us learn to endure hardness. Don't let us be in too much of a hurry, whereby we don't want to endure anything. In Matthew 24, 13, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. He that shall endure, only a lady that is ready to endure with the husband can enjoy the husband. If you don't endure with your husband, you can't enjoy your husband. If when things are not rosy for him, you gave him so much problem. When things are okay for him, you start looking for another option outside. Let him have peace of mind by you being able to endure. I know most people, most ladies now don't want to be in that realm whereby they have to be patient. But that is the best virtue for a good child of God. That is the best virtue for a good child of God. Rome was not built in a day. No man can make it overnight. If you see a man that made it overnight, run away from him. If you see a man that made it overnight, run away from him. He's not real. He's not real. Nothing great happens overnight. Nothing. And the only thing that they start building from the top is the grave. That's the only thing that you can build from the top. Nothing else. Everything that you have to build, you have to start from the scratch. You have to endure. You persevere. When you had furniture, when you didn't have furniture, when your bed was on the floor, you manage it together. You manage yourself. Father in the Lord, one of our fathers in the faith, Bishop David Abioye, was telling us of when he was posted, the first posting was posted as a pastor to pastor in Living Faith. They had only a fan and a small size bed. That was all that they had as asset. And one shoe. A man had one shoe. Just one fan. But today, you and I know that he's a blessed man. By every standard, everywhere. But if the wife did not endure then, she would not be enjoying now. May the Lord give us understanding. I said, may the Lord give us understanding. I said, may the Lord give us understanding. You know, for me as a person, I don't even like people that don't like sacrifice. Because from my crown of my head to the sole of my feet is about sacrifice. So I have problem when I see that somebody that wants to in my place. Abi, you don't want it today. They say you don't rush to lick soup that is hot. You don't rush to lick soup that is hot. When something that you see enjoy. So just take it easy. Don't be, give me this now. Give me this now. Give me this now. I want this now. I want this. He will not respect you. You are giving him high blood pressure, heart problem. He will start doing armed robbery very soon. And once they catch him doing armed robbery, they will disgrace you. You will not be disgraced in Jesus' name. Number six. I just wanted to be sure you are following me. Number five is manifest kindness and kind-heartedness. You will see the story of Genesis 24, verse 12 to 26. Very interesting story. And he said, O Lord, God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master. Go on, very fast, because we are still going to 26. Behold, I stand by the well of water, and the daughters of the city came to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel, someone say damsel, to whom I shall say, let down the pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camel drink also. Go to the next one because of time. That's talking about trying to get a wife for Isaac. That's the servant of Abraham. And it came to pass before he had done the speaking, that behold, Rebecca, someone say Rebecca, came out, who was born of Bethel. Let me just summarize the story very well. This lady called Rebecca, her story is very, very interesting. It's that story of how somebody can get married through acts of kindness. Many of our single girls now are very harsh. The Nigerian situation has made women very, very harsh. They are hard. Their heart is so hard. Some women are harder than men now. Some single ladies, some guys have dealt with them that their heart is so hard. They can't do kindness to anybody. Please don't be like that. This man must have been smelling because he was carrying camels and all sorts of things around. He was a servant. He wasn't the real guy. Abraham was the boss. He was just like a servant, as it were. He was a top servant. And the Bible says, he said, God, help me. I need a wife for my boss' son, Isaac, the heir to the throne. But I want a woman that is kind. This a person that is kind is the best wife for somebody like my boss son. Let it be a woman that is kind. Let her give me water if I ask, and also agree to give all my camels water. And researchers say that camels take a lot of water. They take gallons. One camel takes gallons of water. So she fetched so many gallons. All these ladies, that when you go to places you want to be served, instead of you serving, I have a problem with you. If you want to get a good husband, you must be a person that likes serving. If you are already a wife, you must like serving. I'm teaching you Bible here. You go to an occasion, you just sit down there. You see that they're having challenges in serving. You see that they're having challenges. You just sit down there. Only good. If they tell you to come and do something that is very big, very bogus. Yes, but if you want to have a good home, you must love serving. You must naturally enjoy serving. Servants are the best kind of leaders. Servants are the best. On Sunday, during the anniversary, I was the last person to eat in this church. And I had been fasting for 3 months before that anniversary. And I was I said, Pastor Mojibi, has everybody taking food? Say yes. Is there anything left? He said, okay, go and give some to some particular people. They said, food has finally finished. I said, fine. So now, I want to eat. If you are not a good servant, you can't lead. You can't be a good wife. May the Lord give us understanding. I said, may the Lord give us understanding. And you know the rest of the story. You can read it when you get to me. It's just Genesis 24. Eventually she became the husband of Isaac. May the Lord continue to help us in Jesus' name. Number 6 is, you manifest meekness if you want to be a good wife. James 4 verse 6, James 4 verse 10. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. If you really want to be great, you must humble yourself in the sight of God. You must humble yourself before your husband. All these, you have BSc, I have BSc, you have PhD, I have PhD. You can't help your home. Because in the Bible, God has already made it clear that the husband is ahead of the wife. And as long as that hierarchy is not in place, that home can't have peace. No matter how big a man is, he wants to be the man in his house. No matter how small a man, if a man is small like this, and the wife is very huge like this, he still wants to be in charge. So you must ensure that you have a meek spirit. You must be a person that is meekness is about submission. You must submit. Now, this does not apply to singles. Not to the extent that you now say, okay, this person I want to marry. You now say, yeah, remove your shirt, remove your underwear. Oh yeah, now switch off this light now. Lay on this bed now. You know, as if he's using something to talk to you. Please, that is not right. That is not right. That is against scripture. That is not of God. Any man that Mama has talked about that earlier in the first class. Any man that is so desperate for you, then let him walk on time and get settled. We are ready to join people now, self, as soon as possible. We are ready, but let him take the right chance. For me, I don't like conny people. I don't like conny people. People that are doing conny man. And so, you too, as a lady, you must be meek, and you must ensure that if you are married, you ensure that you have a meek and quiet spirit. Also, if you are single, the meekness starts from your singleness. It's very, very important. It's very, very. James chapter 4, verse 6 and verse 10. Because of time, I can't flog these things like I wanted to. But I pray that the Lord will give us understanding in Jesus' name. Only the meek can be obedient. If you are not meek, if you are a wife, your husband tells you, gives you an instruction, you will not comply. And let me tell you this, women. If you are disobedient to your husband, if you are as beautiful as Miss Nigeria, you will look like poo-poo to him. If your husband says, I don't want this thing, and you keep on doing it. If you are as beautiful as the present Miss Nigeria now, as in, when he sees you, that disobedience makes you look very despicable. He doesn't want to have anything to do, because the obedience is a resistance to his authority. So if you feel that what he's telling you is not okay, there's a way you present your case. There's a way I can't imagine how a woman will be respecting somebody outside more than her own husband. It's hypocrisy. It's hypocrisy. A woman will respecting her boss, respecting pastors, respecting leaders more than her own crown, her own husband. That husband, he will find it difficult to be great, because when you don't develop your husband to see that he's a king, the king in him won't come out. The king in him won't come out. When you push him down and make him look like, yeah, you are really inferior, for real. By all standards, you are inferior. You are a small boy. I just managed to marry you, if not because of the circumstances of Nigeria. and before my case, it's like what they said in the Bible, that 10 women, we begin to touch the shirt and say, oh yeah, let me bear your name. That's why I quickly say, before my woman be like that, let me quickly marry you. And then I looked at your mommy. I even looked at the pastors, and I just felt they might be disappointed if I don't. No, that's not. You are pushing down his ego. And if you are pushing down with his ego, he will not go anywhere. He will not move up. So learn to celebrate him in meekness and in subjection. This is Bible. This is Bible. It's not what applies in the secular world. It's not Oyinbo style. And that's why you see that in Oyinbo land, somebody marries today. Today is Wednesday. By tomorrow, he's already preparing for divorce. He's already preparing for divorce. You are Jack, I'm Jenny. Let's get married. And within 1 week, at 1 week honeymoon, they have already slapped each other. Blah, 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 blah. And they have filed paper that they have approved it. In fact, they even disannul it. Disannul means there's no much process of the because the marriage is so short, so they just disannul it. There's no children in between, so there's nothing. The time they are staying together is so short, so it's really no big deal. They say, oh yeah, go to your father's and you go to your own. Your own will not be like that. Number 7, we are still under women, no? We have not started men at all. Manifest self-control as a woman. Manifest self-control either as a single lady or as a married man, or as a married woman. manifest self-control. Self-control in talking. Manifest self-control in dressing. Don't be a parrot woman. I was watching a TV program last week. I'm sure my wife was also watching that particular program. A woman was making a comment. And the pastor came out and said, stop there. She was giving sharing testimony. Pastor said, stop there. You talk too much. She started saying, last week I was here. The senior pastor did not come on time with his wife. Then the person that held the mic took it away and said, what are you saying? This is not what you wrote down at the testimony stand. She now said, what I mean is that they traveled for a meeting and they came late here. Then the pastor just came out. I said, stop there. Madam, you talk too much. Okay? Finish what is in your paper and let this woman go away. Don't be a talkative. Talk. When you talk too much, it becomes an... I know I'll still get to that under the men. Women talk. But when you talk sense. Don't talk jagwadantis. Don't just talk for the purpose of talking. When you talk, let it be valuable. Let it be something sensible. Don't talk gossip. Don't talk things that are not godly. Talk to the extent that, you know, people will thank God for your life. Also, have self-control in dressing. Dress to glorify God. Dress to glorify God. Make sure that your dressing, your body is covered. Don't expose your body out for people that are not your husband to see the nakedness of your body or see the inner parts of your body. It's not godly. God does not like it and it's not good. Also, have self-control in spending. Some people will say, I will spend this man money. He will never forget me. Because if I spend this money very well, then he will not have money to spend for girlfriend. But let me tell you. If you have three ladies you were thinking of dating or getting married to, one of them came to you and then you gave each of them the same amount of money, let's say 100,000. One of them came and spent the total money on you, just squandered the money on you. Second one squandered the money on herself, did all sorts of things, even did tattoos, red paint here, green paint here, purple paint here, black paint here, different colors on different hands, different marks, different things. I will sell something. She came to you like this. I said, see what your 100,000 has done. Is it? Her hair is in like this. Blow. It's okay. The first one, that one's bought shoe for you, bought suit for you, everything. The 100,000. Then the third one invested that 100,000 into an investment. And after a few months, even came and said, 100,000, you give me that time, please. I just said I should return it back to you. I've made some money from it. I'll be able to trade with you. Which one will you really marry for real? As a man. Some guys is a liar. Is that one that bought? Is that one that spent money on them? It's because most of us don't have investment mentality. Don't have investment mentality. Our mentality is very, very shallow when it comes to investment. We don't really know what really counts or what really matters. So it's important for us to have, a woman must have self-control in her conduct, in her talk, even in TV watching, everything. For example, in our own house, you cannot watch television in the night from 10 p.m. In fact, lately, sir, we have cut it down again. You can't, because that is the time they show a sort of nonsense on the TV, and then that is the time we are supposed to be studying the Bible, or reading, or talking, or having other things that are sensible, not just wasting our time, squandering time. It is a squandering of minutes that we eventually move to the squandering of hours. It is your squandering of hours that will eventually lead to what? Squandering of what? Days. When you squander days, then you squander what? Weeks. After you squander weeks, then you move to what? Months. After you squander months, you squander years. After you squander years, you have squandered lifetime. Don't just spend time. Waste time. Anybody that wastes your time or waste... time is your asset. So don't just waste it anyhow. As a woman, some women don't have any, they don't have any value for time. They can spend 8 hours in a friend's house just talking, and they are talking nonsense. They are talking nonsense. They are calculating when somebody got married. They are calculating they are calculating the number of pillars in the place, in the number of cars, somebody, the kind of car somebody drives, the car, all those things. You don't have time. Face your own life. Number 8, and I think I better stop here. For women, manifest wisdom in your daily conduct. Proverbs 14 verse 1. A wise woman builded a house, but the foolish one plucked it out with her own hands. Manifest wisdom. Manifest wisdom. Proverbs 9 verse 1. Wisdom has hewn out her 7 pillars. Wisdom has builded a house. She has hewn out her 7 pillars. So be a woman that is, that you don't just conduct yourself. That conduct is talking about behavior. You must have a behavior that glorifies God. Let your husband be happy with you. Let your conduct be an obedient conduct. Let your conduct be a conduct that will bring glory to the name of the Lord. Let your daughter want to follow your footsteps. Let your daughter want to say, I wish to follow my mommy's footsteps. I love the way she behaves. I love her conduct. But when you are a fighting person, or you are a person that doesn't behave properly, no daughter will want to. You are a person that leaves your children for days and goes for parties. You travel for parties. There are some women like that. They will leave the family and say, I'm going with my friend for one party. Go to one place, go to one place. Sometimes even without the husband's permission. And say, do your worst, I'm going. May the Lord stand in Jesus. So much for women. We have a few minutes more. Let's just touch men now quickly. Conduct or character for men that will make them stay in marriage and good relationship is, number 1, fear God / walk in honesty. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13. Let us now hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment. Every man must be a man that fear. Ladies, single ladies here, please don't marry a man that doesn't have fear of God. Once you are spotting that this man lacks the fear of God, if a man doesn't fear God, let me tell you, he can kill you. I also heard in a testimony some time ago. A lady came to share a testimony. She said, I want to thank God for everything God is doing for me. God is so kind to me. God has been blessing me so much. And I've been receiving a lot of suitors, even married men. Some of them said, I will kill my wife because of you and poison her. Yeah. It was a live program. You saw it. So I want, thank God I'm not the only one. That my wife were there together. So I will kill my wife because of it. I just want, that is, they have used her for the period of time, maybe 10 years or 12 years or 15 years. They are tired. I will kill her because of you, because the wife will not allow them to bring somebody else in. When a man does not fear God, there is nothing that man cannot do. Not everybody that died naturally. Some men kill them. They kill them and they die. If a man doesn't fear God, if the woman is having female child, by the time it's the sixth one and she goes and they say you have female child, he can pour rat poison inside the food. The woman will die with the baby. Oh. Say, after this one, only these 5, I want to marry somebody that will give me male child. So look for somebody that's, I don't know what ladies are looking for. Ladies, a lot of ladies, they will not look for a man that has fear of God. They will not look for a man that is honest in his outlook to life. Money has spoiled the world. And I can tell you, when a man fears God, he will eventually have the money and he will have it berekatetiously. He will have it massively. He will have the money more than you can imagine. May the Lord give us understanding. I don't want to talk too much on that because I can preach a whole sermon on the fear of God. Like a whole series for 1 month on the fear of God alone. Number 2, character that a man must have before you can say you want to marry this man. Or, I know how, if you're a man, the character you need is loving, be a loving man and a caring man. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25, where I told you to stop the other time. Husbands, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Many men are not caring. Malachi chapter 2 verse 14 and 15 shows us the behavior of many men who punish the wife of their youth and treat them unjustly. Now look at this. Yet ye say, wherefore? Because the Lord hath been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously. Some men deal treacherously. You know what they call something? When they call somebody treacherous, it's worse than wickedly. Said, you have dealt treacherously, you have dealt wickedly, yet is she thy companion and the wife of thy covenant. Go on to 15. Thank you, Jesus. And did not he make one, yet had the residue of the Spirit, and wherefore one, that he might seek a godly seed. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of our youth. Don't deal wickedly. Be loving and be caring to your wife. Your wife is like your sister. It's just that she's more deep into you than your sister. So your wife is somebody that you take care of. It's not somebody that you just slaughter anyhow. You even disgrace her publicly. You shred her public life in the front of the whole your friends that came to visit you. You shred her into no. That's not loving. You must show love and care. To the extent that if she wants to marry again, she says, I want to still marry this person. Most women would never say they want to marry the same man when they want to come back again, because they are not caring. So be caring. Some men will even travel 3, 4, 5 days. They will not even call the wife. How are you doing? How are the children? They don't care. It's wrong. You don't care how they eat. You don't care what she wears. You just know that she's married. She's working. Our money is our money. Your money is joint money. Our money is our money. Your own money is a joint money. So please, care for her. Because of time, I need to move. Number three, men, be a giver. Give regularly. Be open-handed. Most men are very stingy. Very, very stingy. The only time they laugh is in front of football. And the only time they frown is when you ask for money.
Yes, what do you mean?
They'll not be looking like one professor.
Okay, we'll talk about that later. They'll postpone it. But when you want to eat, you don't postpone it. Can I have my food, please? Can I have it now? But when it comes to money, we need money for this, we need money for that.
Even if you don't have it, at least be nice. Be nice. Okay, no problem. God will provide it. I'm working on it already. Give her hope. Let your wife have hope. Who will give your wife hope if you don't give her hope? You don't have money. Yes, you don't have good word again. Oh, Lord. You know. How can a man not have money and not have mouth to comfort the woman? At least if you don't have mouth, you should be able to comfort. Don't worry. Things will get better. In fact, I will buy you a replay itself. You don't need to say that. I mean, that's just a joke, actually. But at least, if she's walking on her legs, I said, very soon, don't worry. Things will change for us. Think God is going to bless us so much. Let her have hope. Give her hope. Women like to hear words of hope. That's why more women come to church than men. If you count people that are here now, you see more women here than men. Don't be a hardened-hearted man, whereby you give more to others than you give to your wife. That's not a good way of behaving. Whereby you spread money outside. There was a guy some time ago that came to me and told me that they call him Dangote in his area. So they call me Dangote in my area. When I saw his wife, I said, Dangote. Can this be Dangote? He's nice in the neighborhood as it's going. Oh, girl, take this. Oh, girl, I've not paid my GST. Take this. Oh, girl, take this. But when I saw his wife, she was down to the tail, not Dangote. Down to tail, not Dangote. Down to tail. I say, is this how Dangote? That was it. In fact, I'm telling you, that was the end of our friendship. Because I lost respect for him. I lost respect for him. I just lost it because what kind of, this is an hypocritical life. Your wife is you. Your wife is you. It's very important that you care. Number four is reliability and trustworthiness. A man that to be successful in relationship and marriage must be trustworthy. Many years ago, maybe close to about 10 years ago now, one of my daughters, before this church started, the church I was pastoring, came to me. I can never forget the daughter's name. If I mention it now, my wife will remember her name. She ran to me. I said, Daddy. I said, what is it? She was crying. She was in the choir. What is it? She said, she stays in Lokoja, in Kogi State. I just came back from Lokoja. I went to see so person because she told me about the guy already. And she met. She just, you know, that's why it's good to be in the spirit. She just told me, that's how I'm traveling. And she got there, and as she got there, she went straight to the guy's house. She met a babe there with towel. As she entered, and the guy, you know, she just went back home, looked for a place to sleep, and she came back to Lorient and she told me that story. She's happily married now. She has kids now. If you are not trustworthy, you can't be successful in marriage. God will even help you that you don't even bring Gloria to your wife in the house. Be trustworthy. When it's not as if they curse you, that you are now pursuing your house girl. When it's not as if they curse you as a married man, you are now pursuing single girls. What is the problem? Is it that your brain is freezing? Is it that they said from the house that you must not prosper? What is it? Why must you do this, oh man? Proverbs 6:32. Because when a man does that kind of thing, it shows that he lacks understanding. Whosoever committed adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth what? His own soul. I was talking on Sunday when I was talking about how many of us were here. Values. When I'm talking about the values for unstoppability. How many of you were here? Values for unstoppability. I quoted this scripture also. It's one of the values that are important. You must be a man that is trustworthy. You can't say you are traveling for a job somewhere or a business somewhere, and from there you travel to another place. You have a problem. And that's why you're always broke. So be careful. Stay with the wife of your youth. If you're also watching me on the internet or from anywhere you're watching from, stay with the wife of your youth. Be focused. I know somebody will say, sir, it's easier said than done. It's not easy. This and that, a lot of this. But you can do it with God's grace. It takes the grace of God, and you can do it. You can do it. And I pray that the Lord will give us the grace in Jesus' name. So be reliable and be trustworthy. Number five, as I begin to rush now because of time, have good leadership skills and be a slash role model. Be a role model to your family. Because as a man, you have many things to do in the family. You are a planner. You are a communicator. Like I said, you know, I said women talk a lot. You must be able to know how to communicate with your wife. You must be a planner. You must be a trainer. You must know how to train children. You are not there all the time. But the 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours you spend with them in a day, sometimes, or even more. Those times, you what your children need from you is not really money, it's training. If you are bombarding your children with money, that's not what they really need from you. What they need is your words of advice. This is what to do. This is how to do it. Stop that. What do you mean? Learn to share among yourself. Share. Whatever you need, share among yourself. Don't be stingy. Have you paid your tithe? Do you know what is called tithe? This is how to do tithe. This is how to cut your tithe. This is what to do. Don't cut down on your tithe. Always pay your tithe on time. This is what to do. Always study. That's what they need from you. Not all this buying them game and watch. They need your words of advice. When they grow up and they begin to have phones, call them wherever they are, charge them, text them, give them words of advice. This is very, very important. You must be a man who has skills. Like I said, your wife is like your sister. She also needs to be trained. You need to show her how you want things to be. You need to show her the best approach. And you can't give what you don't have. Hello? You can't give what you don't have. If you yourself, you are not sound. You have nothing. You are empty as a man. You can't give anything to your wife. Once I see a woman that is empty, I know the kind of husband she married. Yes. Once I see a woman, definitely, because your husband will have an effect on you. You sleep on the same bed. It will have an effect on you. That's why it's important for you as a man to develop yourself. Develop yourself. As a woman, when you notice your husband's skill is not improving, you have to push him. You have to encourage him. You have to charge him. You have to encourage him towards the things of God so that he can become a better man. Adam failed because he lacked this skill. He didn't give his wife instruction before he left the house. Don't talk to any devil. Don't talk to serpents. When you see a woman who is a wicked person, don't associate with them. A man must give instructions. If you see a man that doesn't like you, he's a weak man. He's a weak man. And once you are a weak man, your family can't be successful. You give instruction. This is not right. This is not right. Who? You brought somebody's system home. Who owns it? Now. Return it back to the person that owns it. That's how to do. You give clear cut instruction. There shouldn't be any doubt on what you will. If you were not around, they should know what you would do because they know your instructions. Can a visitor be eating and your child just go there and put his fork inside the visitor and take the biggest meat? You gave the visitor just one meat and he punched the meat and put it in his mouth. You didn't give him instructions. But when you look at the child like this, he will just do like this. he will just walk away from the meat. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Or if he carries somebody's coke. As he was doing like this, he just looked at you, like slow motion. he will just return it back because you have trained them not to be involved in such. May the Lord give us understanding. Number six is have a listening spirit. A husband must listen to his wife. James 1:19. Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak. That is, be swift to hear. You can hear many things, but don't be a man. I've seen some men that talk even more than women. If you come to my house sometimes, you might not even know I'm in the house. You might not even know, except you say, I'm in the house. You might not know. Because a man doesn't just talk. Be shouting like something else. What is it? Listen more. So that you can pick divine signals. Don't be a parrot man. You'll be talking from morning till night. Have a listening here. Listen to what your wife is trying to say. Your children are trying to communicate something to you. Listen to what they are trying to say. Listen to what they are trying to say. Have a listening ear. Number seven, be a protector and a defender of your family. Protect your family. Protect your family. When you hear a knock at the door, don't say, you go and see who is at the door with the gun. No, you are the one that should go there and check. God forbid that there's anything. A man must be a man. Be a protector and a defender of your family. Defend the integrity of your home. Defend your home. Make sure your home is protected. Make sure your home is, that's why, may the Lord give us more understanding. Protect and defend your home. See, when you do all these things, you will see how easy life will be for your family. And number eight, where I will stop tonight, be a hardworking man. Be a hardworking man. If you want your family to live a better life, be a hardworking man. Don't be a lazy man. Don't oversleep. As a man, don't spend too much time on leisure. I know some people are surprised seeing me here today. After the service on Sunday, I left here to 7 at night. I ensured everywhere was cleaned out. There was no single nylon anywhere before I left here. Everywhere, personal supervision, including myself, making sure everything was okay. When I go back home, I ate. No, I didn't even eat when I go back home. immediately. I just went straight to work. And I walked into for some time before I had time to rest. Woke up again by 2 a.m. or 2:30 and walked again till morning. And went out 7 a.m. in the morning to take some people that stayed with us to park that were traveling. From there, walked till 7 at night. If you are lazy, you can't be successful. Naturally, I haven't had this kind of extensive program once you travel or go and rest. But sometimes when they walk, there's work to do. There's work to do. I got here this morning early in the morning. Maybe around 8 or thereabout this morning. After that extensive week, don't be lazy as a man. Don't be lazy as a man. I'm not saying you should overstretch yourself that you now fall sick. Our grace level is different. Our grace level is different. But at the same time, you must not be lazy. Go the extra mile. Don't be a man that is always excited about public holiday. Yes, a man. Ah. when is the next public holiday, you know? It is October 1st. October long. May the Lord give us understanding. My prayer is that every home here shall be a blessed home. I say every home here shall be a blessed home. Everyone trusting God for a good relationship or in one already, the Lord will help you in Jesus' name. Everyone trusting God for somebody you are going to get married to, I can trust God that God is going to do this miraculously for you in Jesus' name. I know you are asking, is it possible to still get this kind of man? I know that is the thing is going through many single people's mind. Can you still get a man that fears God? Can you still have a man that cares and loves? There is. And it will, you heard that. And they will connect with your own in the name of Jesus. I say you will connect with your own in Jesus' name. Every home here, none shall be destroyed. No home here shall be frustrated. No home here shall be scattered. In the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.